Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. Welcome to God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. Today's scripture readings are taken from the book of Acts, chapter 1, and verses 15 through 17, and verses 21 through 26 in the International Version of the Holy Bible. Hear the word of the Lord. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who served as a guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in this ministry." Verses 21 through 26. "Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord went in and out among us. The Lord Jesus went in and out among us. Beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." So they proposed two men, Jesus called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two have been chosen to take over this apostolic ministry which Judas left to go where he belongs." Then they drew lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord. Now we will listen to a song entitled "The Ascension" by Phil Wickham.
Something amazing, a moment when heaven touches earth. Here in our hearts, Lord, we are waiting for something that's far beyond what we have seen or heard. Let us start the ascension, let's begin the climb.
Let's begin the climb of this soul.
Today is the seventh Sunday of Easter. The scripture references come from the book of Acts, also known as the Acts of the Apostles. Luke is the writer of this book, which mainly involves the revealing of the development of the early church. It tells about the ascension of Christ, Paul's imprisonment at Rome, and the opening of his ministry there. Here we learn of the introduction and promise of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1 also gives a review of the things taught by Jesus between his resurrection and ascension. The promise of God, being baptized by the Spirit, and the qualifications of the apostles as witnesses of the resurrection of Christ. And two, Luke prepares us to receive the events denoted in Acts chapter 2. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, for you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The message subject is Ascension of the Lord. We want to look briefly at three events in the book of Acts chapter 1, the Ascension of the Lord, the early church, and the choosing of Matthias. In Acts chapter 1, Luke says that the disciples were eyewitnesses to everything that had happened to Jesus Christ, his life before the crucifixion and the 40 days after his resurrection, and he had taught them much about the kingdom of God. Would you believe there are people today who doubt Jesus' resurrection? Jesus walked with the disciples on many occasions after his resurrection to establish the fact that he was alive, even though he had suffered a physical death on the cross. At his death, the disciples scattered as they became disillusioned, dismayed, and distressed. They feared for their own lives, but after seeing the resurrection of Jesus, they became fearless, bold, brazen, brave, and benevolent. They risked everything to spread the good news about him throughout the world. They faced imprisonment, beatings, rejection, and martyrdom, but they never compromised their mission. And the early church was inspired by the disciples' enthusiasm to tell others about the resurrected and yet living Christ. On the day of ascension, perhaps it was important that the disciples see Jesus taken up into heaven so they would know for sure that he was God and that his home was indeed in heaven. But the two angels standing there wanted to know why the men of Galilee were standing there, fixated and gazing into the sky. They proclaimed to the disciples that he's coming back one day the same way that he left. He's coming back to judge and rule over the earth. The disciples immediately returned to Jerusalem and had a prayer meeting. They had said they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit in a few days. In the meanwhile, they waited and they prayed. Scripture says that during Jesus' lifetime, his brothers had not believed that he was the Messiah. But his resurrection must have convinced them. However, Jesus made a special appearance to his brother James, and this may have caused his conversion. When Peter stood among the 120, This was considered the first church meeting. The main order of business was to replace Judas, who met his death by his own hands. In choosing the replacement for Judas, the apostles prayed, asking God to guide and select a new apostle. And when they cast lots, the lot fell to Matthias. He, along with the other disciples, now had the special assignment of preaching the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection. So instead of looking at the sky and gazing toward heaven while we wait for Jesus to return to judge and rule over the earth, do something like spreading the gospel so that people can have a life-altering experience, a conversion by the Holy Spirit that will cause them to be able to enter into the kingdom of God. John 3:3-5. Do something like John and James the Greater, who were brazen sons of thunder, who didn't mind asking Jesus' permission to call fire down from heaven on prejudice and injustice. Be bold like Peter in preaching and proclaiming God's word. In Matthew 25:31-46, Jesus said his disciples will do benevolent work. Yes, that's right, something that we can get our hands and feet into in doing benevolent works for God, like feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the unclothed, welcome the stranger, care for the sick, and visit prisoners. Ministry, however, does not have to be limited to these areas. However, I must urge you to pray continuously for wisdom and guidance that you will make wise decisions, just as the disciples did when they prayed for a replacement for Judas Iscariot. Suffering people have other needs, such as combating chemical dependencies, protection from threatened violence, housing in the event of unplanned pregnancy. Innocent babies need baby safe havens, and the list goes on and on. Listeners, have you had a life-altering experience? Can you be bold because Jesus was bold? Can you be brave because Jesus was brave? Or will you be fixated or staring at the sky as you wait for Jesus' return? Or will you do something? Let us pray the prayer that the Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. The closing song is entitled "The Ascension" by Suphan Stevens. Thank you.
once your life was sold, it could never be possessed. You were selfishly as a continent, you were finally at your best. For you favored for yourself when selfishness was blessed. Then Cordelia came back in a chariot, hallucination, something to rejoice, glorious in its wrath. But the prophecy was a pantomime as it came to me in accusation. Show them what is right, show them what is best. But now
it's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.